That's great. I hit record and then I start tapping on the mic. That's awesome. Greetings and salutations. And welcome to the Saga of Steve Rogers. My name's Tom and I'm still here with Marcus Aurelius Desotel. How's it going?
Fantastic.
We left. You went to the bathroom. Everything come out okay?
Just had to drop the Browns off at the Super Bowl. That's nothing.
I was going to say, please tell me you didn't drop a deuce in my toilet. I went in there. This is gross. Well, toilet talk. That's a guest bathroom. I don't think I've ever been in there. I've been in there like twice since we lived here, maybe three times. And so you came. I went in there, got water for you. You went to the bathroom. You arrived at my house. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Breathing heavy with your massage made me think about the guy coming on your back. Your face is classic. Oh. Mrs. Desotel, I apologize. I'm sorry that guy dropped the load on your son. So I went in there. I looked at the toilet. I'm like, oh, my God, this thing is filthy. It looks like a homeless. It looks like a toilet in a public bathroom. That's disgusting and not indicative of my house. All right.
I was already prejudging, so it's okay.
It's not prejudging. It's judging. It's not before. It's there. That toilet is fucking filthy.
Even before I got into the toilet.
I saw the toenails.
Exactly. I saw the toenails and I was prejudging.
You should find something other than my toenails to focus on.
I really can't. They're so bright.
I knew that was coming. I set myself up. If I throw you a softball, I have to expect you to swing for the fences.
Yep.
All right. So we talked last time about your Ubering. You're getting a digit dropped on you at the masseuse.
I didn't get a digit drop. You got three digits dropped on you. Or I'm sorry, in you.
In She never actually broke the surface, but she actually came really close.
Like a toilet bowl?
You're still doing the finger thing, man. Stop trying to make me look at that. Is that game like when you're a kid where you go like this and they look at it and then you punch them?
I just showed Connor how to play the game and so...
Yeah, now you're punching your kid instead of hugging him?
Yep,
you're
exactly.
Such a great dad.
He's going to be such a great adult.
Yeah, he's going to end up in a bell tower somewhere. My dad didn't hug me. Bam, bam, bam. All I wanted to do was to be hugged. Oh, man, I almost said something horrible. So I'm not going to go there. So you have work stories to talk about. It's been a while.
Yep.
Last time you were here, I don't think we talked about work stories. We talked a little bit, but you have a lot of work stories.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, you know. So at first when I started the new gig, mm-hmm. there was a situation. So if you want to hear about it, for the three of you, go ahead and go back to one of Tom's originals podcasts.
The short version of it is
the person that was training the class rubbed her boob in my face. And
she did a full body rub. Like, it wasn't just boobs. It was, like, full... Started boobs and then went down. Didn't she put her hand on your leg a couple times, too?
Yeah, that happened, too. But the boob was, like, completely wiped across my face.
And it was... You said she was wearing a low-cut shirt, so it was, like, skin-on-skin contact, which we've seen you're not a fan of.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it was low-cut. I can't remember now.
I thought it was. Maybe. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Either way.
I tried to forget. I was molested.
You tried to block out skin-on-skin contact from a cute Latin girl.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, there's something wrong with you. She's not a bad-looking girl.
I know.
Okay. You've seen her.
Yeah.
You've probably seen... Has she sent you pictures?
There's this thing that now called Snapchat, Tom.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I'm aware.
Yeah, there's
if you could quit grabbing the mic so I don't throw a flip-flop at you, that would be awesome.
I'm trying to see you. When.
Well, then pull the thing down like it was...
There we go, folks.
Now it's right in your face. There you go. All right, that was real fun. You look so comfortable, too. Over to the anyway.
I don't like these things like near my mouth. I know you enjoy it, but...
Oh,
like...
that happened. You're the guy that got a digit dropped on him by a dude. Yeah. And all right, go ahead.
Anyway.
So she's cute. She's not on a. I mean, she's not disfigured. She doesn't have like a huge mole on her face.
No,
but she doesn't have an eating disorder that you know of.
Nope.
Like she doesn't eat like seven cheeseburgers. She's not a competitive eater.
Nope.
But she doesn't smell.
No.
She dressed attractively, like she has a good fashion sense.
Okay,
because you kind of crinkled. So she has a good, she doesn't like wear clothes that she shouldn't wear to work. Like it's not like she's, So there's a person at the place where you and I used to work. There's a lady who always wore like really tight, ridiculous dresses all the time. Mm-hmm. She doesn't dress like inappropriate at work. Like she looks somewhat appropriate.
Yeah, she looks appropriate. I mean,
yeah. Okay.
But when you look at the Crazy Hot Matrix, you should Google it if you haven't seen it. Tom, have you seen it?
No.
You should really YouTube it.
Okay.
Crazy Hot Matrix. And the guy goes over plotting of where chicks fall in the matrix.
Okay.
And I'm just gathering data. You have to look at the craziness, not just how good they look, but at the other stuff that is involved.
Crazy Hot Matrix. There's a pen right there in front of you. Can you slide that over?
Yep.
I'm going to write that down. I would pull it up on the TV, but we have a limited time and you have a hard out. Yep. So.
And it's 8 minutes long.
Well, I don't need to watch the whole thing, I'm sure.
Oh, I would watch the whole thing. The whole thing is...
Crazy Hot Matrix.
Yep. And then there's an opposite...
Is this the thing with like a nerdy-looking guy and it's a white, like a dry erase board?
Yep.
I think I've seen it. I think you showed it to me, yep. Actually. I'll look at it, though.
So then there's that one, and then there's one for guys where it's like emotionally unconnected or emotionally unavailable.
But that's... Unconnected would be you.
Yeah.
You're not unavailable.
But it is emotionally unavailable and hot matrix. For guys.
You get the first part.
Yeah, so I'm basically the unicorn when it comes to that one. But anyway,
okay.
We digress. Going back to that, so...
So this happened how long ago? You've been there almost a year, right? Or
yep.
Is it over a year?
It's coming up on a year.
Coming up on a year.
Yep.
Since you deserted us, Judas.
Yep. So...
To the promised land.
To the promised
land. And then shit went really bad there right after you got there.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But, you know... Right now, just I grew out a beard in the past couple of months, and so Tom's called it out that I've grown out this beard. But I like to gather data and study things, and so it really might be the beard. The beard might be doing things,
You think so?
I think so. It's ever since the beard started.
Well, you didn't have a beard when you started, and she rubbed her junk in your face.
You're right, but she so
and she grabbed at your dick.
But that was that's her though. That's just the first one. There's multiple more.
Wait,
now.
I'm sorry.
There's multiple more ladies.
Multiple more ladies. First off, where did you go to school? That's the worst grammar I've ever heard.
I know.
Multiple more ladies.
I'm still working on my GED.
That was very Mesa of you.
Yeah. Tom.
All right, go ahead. I know the one person that listens in Mesa is like, fuck this guy. He's making fun of Mesa. But he didn't use those words because that was almost grammatically correct.
You just lost 50% of your viewership now.
One of them?
Yeah.
So it was
by
one.
Losing one, you lost 50% of your... I said viewership. Listenership.
All right. So there's more than one
yeah,
now.
Yeah. So now... so that started. So that one's always been there. And then...
Then you were at your desk and they were like coming around like circling like sharks.
Now it's like sharks. So now it's weird. So I know for some dudes it might be like, oh yeah, all these chicks. They're all around me. I'm just like, I just want to get my work done. Like I'm looking for a professional career here. And I do like chicks for those people questioning. I do like chicks.
They're all questioning
yeah.
right now.
But I'm just trying to do my professional due diligence.
Okay. Because you've shit where you worked before.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out real well.
No.
It never does.
No, it does not.
No. My number one and I worked at the same place. Then we worked at the same place again. And number two and I never worked in the same place, but I've dated other women that I worked in the same place. It never works out well.
Yeah.
Never, ever.
Yep. So I'm in the same boat. So now I'm just, it's taken kind of a weird tone, and so... So I started to be there for a while. So now, since you've been there for a while, then you're obligated to start giving your phone numbers out to people that you work with or go to happy hour or, you know,
okay.
Be friendly with people.
Well, okay. So do these people work in the same department you work in?
Yes.
The trainer trains just for your line of business?
Yes.
Not other lines of business. It's not like...
Nope. Not like the place that you work at.
And she does nothing but... Well, they hit the microphone. She does nothing but train in that site?
Yep.
Do they do, like, travel? Mm-mm. Where do you guys have people for the line of business that you support? Just there?
Yep. And then in the Dakotas.
Oh, that's right. I remember you went to Dakota and they're like, welcome, Mark
oh, yeah.
DeSoto. And you're like, took a picture.
Yeah.
You're... You're like, that's right, I'm in South Dakota.
Yep. So remind me, I'm going there in August, and there's a story with that now, too.
Okay. Chicks. Multiple chicks now.
Multiple chicks now.
So you've given out your number.
Yep.
But not just your phone number, because some of them are social medially connected to you.
Yep.
That was...
Yeah, so like Snapchat.
Okay.
So...
Snapchat's created for people to send pictures of their pussy, and then you can't save it.
That's, or messages. I didn't even know this until recently. You can send messages, too.
The message disappears also? The
message disappears also.
So is there a way to save these pictures or messages?
Screenshot.
So you have to screenshot it quickly.
Yep. But then it will tell the other person whether or not you've screenshot it. So if you screenshot... Tom, if you send me a Snapchat and I screenshot it, you'll get a message. Mark has screenshot your picture or your message.
Even though you're not it's not like a setting or like a button in the app to take a picture of that picture. It's done on your phone.
Yeah, you can press the
home button and the power button. Yep. And takes a picture, and it tells you still this person Snapchatted a picture of your junk.
Yep, they took a picture, they took a screenshot of your picture.
Okay.
Technology. Yeah, so there's that. So I've gotten Snapchat.
Your Snapchat connected with just the trainer or these multiple
people?
See, I guess obligated. There's a lot of people that don't have my number at work, but...
But for Snapchat, it's like...
Why would you connect with them on Snapchat?
Well, the way it works is they can start following you. So I haven't put the setting on yet that I have to accept them, so it automatically lets them follow you.
Okay. And then you follow back?
You can follow back, yes.
That was a question mark, though.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So you follow them back?
Yep.
Okay. All right. How many different people are we talking about? He's counting on his fingers, people. This is great pod.
Five.
All females?
Yep. That's right. All females. So let me first start with, there's not a huge selection. So there is...
The place where you work.
Yep. There's not a huge selection.
Not a huge selection of dudes.
Yeah. So technically... When you look at it, it's like, by process elimination, I'm the dude.
Okay. So the beard takes it to a next level.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the beard takes it to the next level. Because, honestly, ever since that started, things have gotten really awkward for me.
Okay, give me some stories.
Okay. Let me take a drink of water.
Yeah. Lube up for this. Lube your pipes.
Let me pull a Tom and get lubed up.
Go ahead with the finger and the donut. Yep. Freak.
Where do I start? Okay, so we'll start with... So one of them, I was told... So she's really nice with me. I would consider her a good friend.
All right, hold on. Age ranges of these females.
29 to 36.
Okay, and you're how old?
34.
You had to think.
I don't even remember my age. Actually, I'm 33. I'll be 34.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, one of them is really nice, and then I found out that...
Really nice, like she brings you a cupcake, or really nice, like...
So, these are going to be all out of chronological order, because I can't even remember them all in order.
Okay.
But this one's really nice. So, occasionally she'll ask me to, to bring lunch in. So we'll order lunch from different places, and then it'll come in.
There's not a lot around where your building is to eat. It's not like where we used to work off Mill.
No, it's not like that, but there's still plenty to choose from.
But nothing you could walk to. It's all driving.
Yeah, it's all driving.
Okay.
So you can have people bringing in, like Grubhub, things like that. So she was really nice and ordered me lunch, and so I started to hear whispers from people, like, why are you hanging out with,
Make up a name for her.
Christine, why are you hanging out with Christine?
Okay.
Do you see the way Christine looks at you? And I'm like, whatever. No one, you don't even know what's even going on.
Now, these comments are from one of the other four?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm like, whatever. That's not really what's going on. Well, then I just found out that, so I'll be going to travel, and guess who's going with me?
Christine
is going with
Christine's
me.
Christine's not the trainer.
No, somebody else.
Okay.
And she's married. That's why it's kind of really weird. Like, what are you talking about? She's married. He's a really cool guy. I've met him.
How did you meet her husband?
I actually ran into them at the mall.
Okay.
So that's how.
Not the black mall you were at today.
No, not the mall that I went to today. No.
Completely racist. All right, go ahead.
So they kept saying this, and I kept brushing it off. And then we found out that we're going to, you know, to travel together. And I found out a couple weeks ago, well, one of the other ones had approached me and said, is it true? And I go, what are you talking about? Well, that you and Christine, you're going to be going together. And I'm like, yeah. Mark, you need to be very cautious about when you go, because it's already starting. And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's already starting. Well, she's already talking about, you know, going to dinner together, and she's really excited to have some alone time.
Okay.
So that's where it's kind of like, are you serious? And yep, yeah, she's already talking about it, and you don't want rumors to start. Then one of the other ones approached me and said, hey, I don't know if you know this, but she's already telling people. I'm like, really? Like, two of you are coming to me and telling me this? So there's that one. So I haven't actually heard it from the horse's mouth with that one.
Okay. So this one didn't grab your dick. So no. It's more covert. But what happens in South Dakota stays in South Dakota, yep, or something?
Yep.
It's because it's frozen.
Yeah.
Can't leave.
So there's that one. So that's the tamest of them.
I was going to say, that's pretty tame, that's so pretty, far. That could just be like jealousy from the others.
Yep.
She's just saying, well, I'm traveling with Mark. You know, you guys are all like sniffing around. I'm going to be in South Dakota with him. And then just walking away.
Yep.
So you don't know the extent of that.
Yep.
Where does she fall in the age order?
She's the oldest.
She's the oldest.
Yep.
The more age appropriate one.
Well, they're all age appropriate.
Most age appropriate.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's rank her in the, what is this thing? The crazy hot matrix.
Oh.
So where would you say she falls out of the five? She's never going to hear this.
Number five.
She's the least hot?
Yep.
Okay.
So
you're like, well, at least she's not the one that's being so aggressive. And she's like, meh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll go by tame. We'll go by tame stories.
Okay.
So then I haven't told anybody that I limit who I tell about, you know, not about being a bachelor and being single. So I don't really, I haven't really told anybody at work except my boss. And except the one we just talked about, Christine, I told her, and she's the only one that knows.
Right. The others think you might be married.
That I'm still with.
Oh, is that why you still have her on Facebook?
I just leave it alone.
Is that why?
That's one of the reasons, yes.
One of the reasons.
I just leave it alone. So I didn't want to tell anybody.
Okay.
And so so one of them will call her... we'll call her Kayla. Kayla told Christine and says, hey, I haven't heard Mark say anything about blah, blah, blah. Do you know what's going on? He seems different. Do you know what's going on?
And blah, blah, blah being grandma?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You haven't mentioned her. There's no...
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So Christine says, well, I don't know what you're talking about. And then Christine came up to me and told me. She's like, hey, just be careful of Kayla. Because Kayla started asking questions. Well, Kayla is very clever with words. So I went to say goodbye to her one day. And she says to me, she goes, oh, did you hear about my dog? My dog died. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry about your dog. And she goes, hey, so what's going on with your older dog? I'm like, well, shit. She's going to dig deep because I don't even have the dog anymore. I don't know anything about it. And I'm like, dog's fine. Dog's still alive. It's going great.
Right.
Oh, that's great. Hey, so how's grandma? I'm like, she's doing great. Well, what do you mean by great? And I'm like, well, she's doing great. So, hey, so what do you guys like to do? Me and my husband, we're trying to find out, what do we do at night?
So this one's married also.
Married also.
Okay.
So what do you do at night? Hey, maybe, what are you doing tomorrow night? Maybe we can get together. And
because she knows you're lying.
And I go... No, I don't really know. I'm pretty sure that I'm busy. Well, why don't you check with grandma? I'm like, I don't really think that's a good idea, blah, blah, blah. And then eventually the questioning got down to, I messed up. I made a mistake. And she goes, what do you mean you don't live together? What are you talking about?
How did you say I don't live together?
I don't know.
It just slipped out?
Jedi mind trick.
Yeah.
Because it just the questions just kept coming. And I'm like,
she asked the same question like three times, yeah, like they do in the NYPD Blue. Yep. Like
I'm sweating. And then I'm like, shit, she got it out of me. How did she do this?
Mm-hmm.
So then what was really weird is immediately after that day,
mm-hmm,
she started to wear high heels to work ever since that day. And so Christine started talking to me about it and goes, hey, what's going on with Kayla? Kayla is all of a sudden wearing high heels.
Now she's tarting it up with her footwear.
Yep. Yep.
Did you happen to tell her you like you have a foot fetish too?
Or no, she starts doing that. And then, so I don't like to sit at my desk. I actually like to sit within the call center with the team members.
Okay.
So then she starts coming up to me. And so I have my headphones on and she'll come behind me and she'll pull them off and start to touch me.
So she like takes them off, but she makes sure she like,
uh-huh,
like,
yep. Hey. And so she calls me Marky Mark. Hey, Marky Mark, what's going on?
And she'll take your headphones off, but she'll like let her fingers drag across your face.
Yes.
You have touch issues.
I do. So
you wore jeans to get a massage and this girl's rubbing her digits on her, on your face.
Yep. So it's, so with that one, so that keeps happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then the they just had President's Club this week.
Okay.
And so actually let me go back. So this week we did like a thing where we were outside for a long time, so I got sunburned. And so I'm talking to a couple people and they're like, Mark, your face is still red. So Kayla comes up and says, oh, well, I like it. It makes his sparkly blue eyes pop. I really like the way his eyes look.
Okay.
What
very flirty.
Yep.
Very flirty.
But it wasn't.
But it's not. She did that in front of other people.
Other people. And it was, I like the way your eyes look. Putting her hand on my shoulder.
You are so not a toucher. And okay.
Yeah.
Did. She doesn't know that you don't like touching. Like, you don't cringe. Like, if somebody goes up and just touches you like that, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Reflexively, mm-hmm, pull away?
Yep.
And
she still does it.
She doesn't care. She's holding on. Yep. Latched on.
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
So then, after that conversation, what had happened was...
What had happened was...
What had happened was...
you were in that mall too long.
I know. They have an event going on this week, and she said to me, she goes, well, if the event was last week, my husband wouldn't have been in town, and you and I could have went together.
This is a all weekend thing, right?
Yep.
Like, it's not a one day thing. It's not like, oh, we're going for like 4 hours or...
Mm-hmm. It's an all weekend, stay overnight.
And it was here locally?
Yep.
Wow. But yeah, you didn't go. She went with her husband. Did you attend?
No, I did not go.
Why?
I was invited.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
But they get to bring a plus one.
And so she was kind of like, you could have been my plus one because my husband was out of town.
Yep.
Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Wow. There's nothing like adult people on those little, like, work excursions. Mm-hmm. Like I used to work at Blockbuster, Domino's Pizza. We would always have these little road trip things where we're like having our quarterly awards banquet and blah 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 blah. We went to Orlando one time from Miami, all the managers from Domino's Pizza, and there were like four of them fucking in the hot tub like they were in a bad 70s porn. The hot tub was right next to the pool and it was right there where everybody could see it. And the next day it was all like, those two are both married to other people. Her husband's here, but he wasn't part of the hot tub thing. And these two other people just came walking up and just got in and they all just started banging. Like, there's something about going to those award banquet things where it's like the open bar from this hour to this hour and people just free-flowing liquor and adults with no kids and just genitals become, yeah, accessible. So I'm glad you didn't go.
Yeah.
Sounds like it would have been horrible for you.
Yep.
Next one. So that's two.
Yep. So then we got the this one where, so I got a really bad haircut several weeks ago. Worst haircut.
Still do.
It's got to grow out.
I'm just kidding.
You should have saw it a couple weeks ago.
It was bad.
It was the worst haircut that I've ever gotten in my entire life.
Do you do it yourself?
No, somebody else did.
Where did you go? Stop going to Supercuts. You're a grown man.
I went to Great Clip. So went to Supercuts. Well,
big difference.
But I just needed my haircut. And so what the guy did was, what I'll do is I part it. And so I told the guy what I wanted, and he goes, so he goes to cut it, and he shaved off one of the parts, like the side of the part. And I immediately started freaking out. So he shaved the sides way too low and shaved off one of the parts here. And I'm just freaking out at the time. And I don't know if you can see, like, Tom, like, look how long this side is and look how short this side is. It is the worst
haircut. It's one of those girl haircuts where it's different lengths on different places.
Yeah. That's not what I asked for.
No?
No. But that's not even the funniest part of the story. So the funniest part of the story is...
Did he run his fingers across your cheek, too?
No, he didn't even do that.
Oh.
Bastard.
that's why he got no tip.
Well, he got a tip, but...
Oh, gross. Ugh. In the Supercuts, Mrs. Desoto, I apologize for your son coming out on my show.
Anyway, go ahead. So as he's doing it, he knows that he made a mistake.
Right.
And so he starts being nice. He's like, hey, where do you work? So I told him where I work. And he goes, oh, you might know my son. His name is John Smith. And I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? John Smith sits right next to me. We're on the same team. So, yeah, the guy that's on my team, so usually when working in a big place,
right.
When people say, do you know so-and-so? You're like, no, I don't.
It's a bank with 40,000 people.
Yeah. No, the guy sits right next to me, and we're on the same exact team. So I had to give him shit about his dad giving me a bad haircut.
His dad, right? You said that was his dad?
Yep.
Yeah, your dad sucks as a barber.
Yeah.
You should be a better call center employee than your dad is a barber.
Yeah. Like, terrible.
Okay.
But so I got my haircut and
then he dropped a digit on you.
No.
No. Like no. You wore your jeans the whole time there too.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
So
it's 114 degrees outside and you're wearing jeans, by the way.
I know. You're wearing orange toenails.
Yes. But I'm wearing a t-shirt and cut-off shorts. Like I'm comfortable.
I'm comfortable too.
Okay. All right.
And
sweaty ankles.
So this girl, she's been.
This is number three now.
Yep. So she's been bugging me just to sit by her because I've been in the call center. I get to sit by people. So.
Right. She works in the call center.
Uh huh. So she's been bugging me to sit with her.
Like to do side by sides, not like.
No, actually, just because I sit next to him, I don't do side by side.
Oh, okay.
I take my computer and I sit right next to him and I talk to him.
Okay.
And so she's been asking me to sit next to her. And so, like, even, like, when we're in talking to people, hands touching me, I get my hair cut, and she goes, oh, your hair looks really nice. I'm like, no, it doesn't. And she puts her hands and rubs it, without even asking, takes her hand and rubs it through my hair. Oh, your hair is so soft.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. So you're saying these girls, you're listing these girls in order of hot, so she would be the...
No, not hot. Just, I was just.
Okay. Oh, that's right. No, we're doing it in level of degree of inappropriateness.
Yep.
So number two there, the one that's like, come with me and replace my husband for the weekend on a scale of one to hot. Oh, that's higher.
Yep.
So she's the second hottest of all of them.
Yeah.
So who are you going to say is the hottest? No, I'll wait for it. Just wait for it. The one that rubbed her junk on you. All right. Yeah, she's number one. Okay.
So anyway, so...
So this one is... How old is this one?
She's the same age.
Okay.
And then... So since I...
She's married also?
No. Single.
No.
Not going to happen. So she... I'm sitting at my desk and she comes over and she's like, why can't... She's like, hey, what's the plan for next week? Are you going to come sit by me? I'm like, I really don't know. I'm still trying to figure out what's going on. And she's like, well, you really should because you and I, we have a lot to do. We have a lot to discuss and we could be messing around. I'm like, what do you mean messing around? and she proceeds to sit on my lap.
Wait.
And hand around my neck. You know exactly what I mean.
You're shitting me.
No.
She sat down on your lap. Yep. This is in the call center. It's not like you were at your house on the couch.
Mm-hmm. But this is late in the day and nobody's there. And I'm sitting in the corner where no one is there.
And she whispers,
Tom,
you know what I'm talking about.
Yes. Tom, don't get mad because this has never happened to you.
No, my work inappropriate stories are always after I'm gone. Like, I worked in Atlanta for the company that I work for still. And after I was married when I was in Atlanta, and then I got separated and moved to Jacksonville. And there were three girls that were in my classes that requested me on Facebook. There was no Snapchat, so there were no newer technology. And all three of them were like, I wanted to fuck you so bad. Like, I wanted you so badly when you were here. I couldn't say anything because you were married. And I'm like, well, I'm not married now. Like, Jacksonville's not that far. It's a 5-hour drive. Like, just come holler at your boy. Come on down here. I don't care. All three of you come together. It all happened after I was gone. Nothing at the time. No, I take that back. There was one girl who I talked about it with Amy, I think. This girl, she took a pen. The Cliff Notes version. She borrowed a pen from me. And I went back to get my pen, and she put it between her boobs. And she was like, go ahead and get it. And she, like, pushed them together. And she was black. She was actually from Africa, but she didn't have a deep African accent. It was like, go ahead and get it. Like Eddie Murphy. That was horribly racist. Like, goody-goo-goo. So she was like, go ahead and get it. And I'm like, what are you doing? Give me my pen. She's like, it's yours. Just get it. And she broke my pen. And I was like, I snatched it from her later. And it was broken. Like, the cap broke off. And she was like, God, I didn't know they were that powerful at all. I had no idea. Flirted with me for years. One day I was in training class. She comes to the doorway of the training class. She's like, come here. And I was like, what? She goes, come here. And so I get up and she walks away. And I'm like, what the fuck is she walking away for? So I come out to the doorway and I look down the hallway. She stands there. She looks at me. She goes, hey. And she lifts up her shirt right there in the hallway. I mean, it was nighttime because I used to work noon to 9. So it was later at night. Nobody's there. But she was like, all this for you. All you got to do is just stop over.
You never stopped over?
No, because I was married. I was never going to cheat. Like, true. I had the two rules. Don't cheat, don't lie. Like, my mom was a pathological liar. My dad was a pathological cheater. Couldn't not cheat. And so I was like, those are the two rules. Like, I'll kill people, covet, you know, steal, whatever.
Take what I'm to buy.
Well, that was, at least mine was Asian and a female. Yours was a dude through your genes. So there. He really had to want to get in there to go through your genes. All right, sorry. I digress. I'm blocking your story of 5.
Oh, it's okay.
That's number 3.
We'll just skip
sat to on your lap.
Yep. We'll skip to number 5. Because
is 3 the most inappropriate? Like, is that the most inappropriate story of her sitting on your lap and going,
yes,
you know.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm looking at the clock. You have a hard out. It's 3:15.
So we're going to skip to number 5.
Just give me the number 4, the most inappropriate thing was. Boom.
Same thing. Just coming over my desk. And so my regular desk, when I sit over there, it's in the, there's nobody there. Like, mm-hmm. It's me. Dress, sitting on my desk, legs.
Sharon Stone. Completely, like, you could see everything.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do? How do you, like...
Like, you, like, leaning over the desk, legs open, having a conversation.
There's a more inappropriate one than that?
Yeah.
How does it... All right. So, she's...
Well, yeah.
She's Sharon Stoning you.
Uh-huh.
And, like, there has to be eye contact. You have to be, like... Like... I don't know if I told you this. I was telling the story earlier, like the toes. I love when people look at it and then they look at my face. They look at the toes, look at my face. Like, you had to be looking like vagina face. Like, there had to be knowing looks between the two of you. Like, you know, I'm looking at your vagina. You know, you're flashing it, right? And she just sat there like, mm-hmm. like it wasn't happening, yep. but knowing it was happening.
Yep. So this one.
So why didn't you just go, hey, your pussy is out. Like, why don't you put that away?
Well, because this one is, they are also married, but they have unlimited hall passes. It's a true story around the entire office that she has unlimited hall passes.
So she's allowed to cheat.
It's an open marriage, yes.
Which is not really a marriage. It's just we're roommates.
Yep.
She's allowed to cheat, and so she's like, you know you want this, which means a whole bunch of other people have already been there.
Yes. There's multiple stories about people have already been there.
People from the call center. She just sleeps around. Yep.
And I did not even look. I knew exactly, like...
What do you mean you didn't look? Look, you have to look.
No.
If it happens again, you have to look.
It's a game. I think it's all a game right now. I think it's just all a game. Like, it's...
So how do you know it was wide open? Like, she was... Like, she could have...
So...
You glanced.
I glanced.
You looked. I'm sorry, Mrs. Desoto.
Because
your son looked.
Most of the time she's leaning over, but when she leaned back and, like, laughed, because I'm a funny guy, yeah, I took a...
So it was your comedy that caused her to bust out with the vagina.
Yep.
Wow.
That's the only thing
busting
out.
I'm a funnier guy than you. That's never happened. I make people laugh all the time. I'm making you laugh right now. You're not busting out your vagina. So there.
I don't have one. That's the issue, Tom.
All right, Caitlin. Number five.
Number five.
Go back to the trainer.
This one is... There's a lot of...
So hold on. Number four there, the one that's flashing you her junk, how does she rate... Like, she's number three.
Yep.
She's not as hot. She's not as hot as the one that was like, I'm going to leave my husband for the weekend and you go with me.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Hair on all of them. Brunette, blonde, are they all over the place?
All
redhead.
Over the place.
Your preference is?
I don't really have one. I really don't have one.
You don't have a type, a preferred type.
Nope.
You're like, I just want them to be female and I want them to treat me horrible.
Yeah.
As long as they do that, you're in.
Taking applications now, ladies.
Unless you work at the company with the horsies, and then no applications are being taken there.
Yep.
He is not going to shit where he eats, even though people are trying to shove their shit down his throat.
Yep.
All right, number five.
So that one, I mean, there's multiple.
This is the hottest one.
Yeah. So there's multiple stories going on with this one. Drunk voicemails.
All right, give me the drunk voicemail.
I don't remember. I was trying to send it to you. I couldn't even send it to you. But I had text messages that I sent to Tom. And Tom's calling me out here like, you're flirting back with her. I'm like, I'm being myself. It's not even flirty.
Very flirty.
Tom knows how I am.
Very flirty. He's a very flirty guy, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with it because he was with his grandmother, who was an evil bitch. If you're listening to this, fuck yourself. You're a horrible person. And if you know her and you're listening to this, fuck her. She's a horrible person. That's beside the point. Wait. I'm going to throw some grandma stories out there. Like, I'm going to bite into your time for a couple
minutes. Don't throw grandma stories out there.
Just a couple. They were both going to the gym and both working out diligently. Mark started losing a lot of weight, and she wasn't. She wasn't losing the weight the same way, and she started calling him fatty. She's like, look how fat you are. You're disgusting. She changed his diet. She's like, you're so fat. She started making him food, like a meal plan, like people that are true workout people. Like, there's Vanessa at our where we used to work, and she's like a fitness model. And do you ever meet her boyfriend, TJ?
Yep.
They're both like physical specimens. They bring their food. It's meal plans and whatever. I get that. You're not one of those. None of us are. She was planning your food because you're too fucking fat. And then you went out to her work and everybody's like, man, Mark's lost a lot of weight. He looks really good. And she's like, everybody said you're too skinny. Here, eat this. And she gave you meal plan plus protein shake plus like, here's a fucking chocolate bar. Like, eat all this nasty stuff. But still, keep working out because you're fat. Yep. Like, what a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, I went up in shirt size and everything, and it was like, you're fat. I'm like, I'm actually getting muscle.
Yeah,
like,
it's muscle mass. And she's like, ugh, you fat bastard. You disgust me. You're like, get in my belly. All right, so grandma's gone. We'll talk bad about her some other time.
Yeah. So, all right. So then this one, so yeah, text messages. I'm just being myself. I'm not flirting.
You're very flirty. You are. but it's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. Yep. It just flirting doesn't mean fucking. It's not like there's anything wrong with it. However, it is encouraging to her.
Yeah, I guess it's encouraging to her.
Okay. But she takes it as not like if you're like, get away, come here, come here, come here, get away, get away, come here, come here, come here. Like,
but she's told people in the office that I will be...
You will be hers.
Yep.
Like, I will bag that. Like a hunter.
Yep.
Like, I'm hunting, you know, who is Ahab? Ahab and the white whale? Moby Dick.
Moby Dick, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to get that whale. You're her white whale.
Well, I'm her B.
You're like, I got her white whale. That's not what anybody else has said. That's with you. That's what the guy did. That said to drop the digit through your jeans. All right, so
we'll go to she, so she
drunk did, text. She called drunk you voice. One night, and you were telling me about it, and it was like, it's not too late for you to stop by.
Yep. Here's my address.
Here's my address. It's not too late for you to stop by and break off a piece or something like that. Yeah. Like, it wasn't even covert. It wasn't like, you know, you can stop by. I'm really, you know, it would be nice to see you. It was like, come over here and break off a piece for yourself. It was actually graphic. Like,
and I got an address, too, out of it, too.
Wow.
But so all this going on and kind of taking a step back.
Snapchat.
Yep, Snapchat.
Snapchat pictures that she sends you.
Yep.
Has she sent you naked pictures? She has? So when we talked, there had been no naked pictures.
Yeah. But now it's, I mean, that's why I'm saying it's been going full-fledged over the past couple of weeks or couple of months. This is where these other chicks are coming in. And
so she's like marking her territory.
Yeah.
Like she's taking it to a next level. The other girl's like laughing. Ha ha ha. Here's my vagina. This one's like, here it is.
Yeah.
And it's on the internet. Like, you did you screenshot it? Yes,
no,
you did.
No, I didn't.
You grabbed for your phone when I said, are there pictures? So you screenshotted it.
No, I did not. I'm not that type of person. No.
What do you mean you're not that type of person? She sent it to you so you could see it. You could screenshot it and see it forever.
No. Moving on.
Her that I am in charge of your social media from now on. And I'll add Snapchat. And she can just send her pictures. All right. So what did she send the picture of? Boobs?
Yeah.
Nothing lower.
Yep.
Just boobs.
Yep.
Good?
Yeah.
Rate them 1 to 10.
8.
Yep. 8's a good number.
Yeah.
She's 37? 31? Mm-hmm. 31-year-old boobs. That's not bad at all. No kids?
One.
She has a kid? Mm-hmm. See, you got baby mama drama already.
Yeah, I know.
But she doesn't want to be your baby mama. She wants to be who's your daddy.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's what she's looking for.
Yeah.
Why did you make that face?
Well, I'm thinking about the story. That's what it is.
All right, go.
Well, I got boobs across the shoulder the other day, too.
Like, reaching for something? Or she just went up and, like, rubbed them, like...
Reaching for something.
But there was nothing there.
Nothing there.
And does she, like, the first time you said she maintained eye contact when she did it?
Yep.
That's very, very, very HR inappropriate.
Yep. Well, this story is going to be very HR inappropriate also.
But sending the Snapchat pictures outside of work, you can't go to work and say, she sent me pictures of her boobs, and they can't do anything. Yeah. They're like, well, you're friends with her on social media. You know, you could block her, you could delete her, whatever. That has nothing to do with work.
Yep.
But you haven't.
Nope.
So she sends you pictures of her boobs. What's your response?
Nothing.
You didn't respond?
No response.
Just pretended like it didn't happen?
Pretend like it never happens.
And you saw her the next day whenever you went to work, and it was like, oh, happy Monday. Did you see the 49ers or whatever?
I don't know.
Of sports reference?
What I'm doing right now is I'm going to my area, and I'm just tuning it out. That's why the girl had to grab my headphones off, is because I'm trying to tune it all out.
What are you listening to? You could be listening to my podcast, bitch.
No, I'm listening to phone calls.
Yeah, sure you are. All right, go ahead.
So
you're cheating on me with another podcast, aren't you?
No, I haven't listened to anything but the Steve Rogers, the saga of
you
Steve
had
Rogers.
To look up at the wall. That's how long it's been. I hate you. All right, go ahead.
So I think it was 2 weeks ago. I was in the hallway and we were talking, and it was about, she's like, hey.
How long ago did the boobs happen?
This week.
This week?
Yeah. Yep.
It's over the weekend. That's when she gets really inappropriate, or just during the week?
During the week, too. So, okay. But last week, she called me in the hallway and she's like, hey, I don't know if I've told you. I'm like, told me what? You know, if we decide to do something, that there's something extra. And I'm like, what do you mean there?
You have a dick?
Exactly. First thing that comes to mind.
You're like, you're a tranny?
First thing that comes to mind, she's like, there's something that's extra. And I'm like, okay. And she goes, no. I don't think you understand. There's something there that shouldn't be there.
You're like, still thinking the same thing.
Still thinking a dick.
Still thinking cock and balls.
Yeah. And so she and so she's going on for 5 minutes trying to explain it to me. And then she finally goes, "No, I have a piercing down there."
And she sent you pictures of the boobs. Boobs all look the same. Send the piercing picture. Look, if she sends you another picture, you have to screenshot it. You have to screenshot it no matter what. You promise me right now.
No, I cannot promise me. That.
Why?
That is an individual's privacy.
You know you screenshotted it.
No, I did not.
Tell the truth. Swear to God. Swear on Connor's life.
Yes, I swear. Because it sends them a message back that you screenshotted.
So what? She sends you a picture of her pierced vagina. She wants you to see it more than once. She wants you to see it face to face. But she wants you to see it. Take the picture. And then just tell her, hey, I sent that to my friends. All of them. Do it. That'll either push her away or she'll be like, oh, sweet. Then you're really in trouble if you take the picture and then she's like, oh, cool, thanks.
Yeah, I don't want that conversation. I'm just ending it.
Put me in charge of your social media.
Actually,
then.
Folks, I'm doing what Tom told me to do, which was stay the hell away.
You didn't stay the hell away. I told you that weeks ago, and you were having a conversation about her pierced hood on her junk.
But I wasn't having the conversation. I got stopped.
You stood there for 5 minutes. You know how long I have conversations that I don't want to have? Not 5 minutes. Well, I did it for 15 years, but not 5 minutes. You stood there knowing the conversation was work inappropriate.
Yeah.
She's like, down, there's something special. And you should have been like, look, thank you, and walk away. Like, if she was a two or a one, like, if she was just gross, and she's like, hey, Mark, I just want you to know down here there's something extra for you. You would have been out of there. Like, your feet would have been like, boom, like Speedy Gonzales, you would have been out of there. You stayed because she's hot.
That's true.
Very true. You're flirting back.
Well, no, actually...
You should just hit it and quit it. You should do it and leave. Do it.
The last comment, and then I did walk away. The last comment was...
So show me. And then you walked away.
No, I didn't say anything. No.
What'd you say?
She said, do you want to put your mouth on it?
Of course I want to put my mouth on it. That's the reason you put it there, and that's... So she said that, and you just... turned and walked away. Your face turned bright red.
It did.
You do not have a poker face.
No.
And you flush easily.
Yep.
Very easily.
Yes.
You turned bright red and she was like, yeah, she won.
Yeah, she
like,
did.
That's like level up. It was like Super Mario. She leveled up at that moment.
Yep.
Unbelievable. And have you seen her since then?
Yeah, because like I told him there's other piercings too.
But not in the boobs, because she sent you pictures of the boobs.
Apparently there's other piercings that I don't know about.
What, she have her butthole pierced?
I don't know.
So the next conversation was, oh, and there's other piercings.
Yeah.
And you're like, thanks, I'm going to go get a soda out of the vending machine.
No response.
It's texts that she's sending you this?
That was a text, yeah. No response.
Promise me you'll snap, you'll take a screen print of it next time.
No.
Why?
Because that is a walking time bomb right now, and I'm trying to.
You're not defusing it. You're walking away after she spent 5 minutes talking about her pierced vagina. You didn't defuse it. Defusing it is, listen, this is inappropriate. I'm at work. I'm here for work. Call me at home. We don't talk about it at work. That's how you got in the relationship with grandma. Did grandma Snapchat you pictures of her? No, I'm just kidding.
No. Nope.
You pursued her.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
And look where that got you.
Yep.
So this time you're being pursued. Give in. Give in to your baser instincts.
Tom, if your wife was here right now.
Have some testosterone.
If your wife was here right now, she would totally have you saying the opposite.
I guarantee you, if I call her in here, my wife and I have had this conversation. We had this conversation last night when I said, Mark's coming over tomorrow at about 1:00. She's like, did he fuck that girl at work yet?
You can tell her no.
No, he hasn't, but she sent pictures of her vagina, and she told him that it's pierced, and she wants him to put his mouth on it. That's what I'm going to tell her, and she's going to go, okay, why hasn't he? He's not with grandma anymore, right? My wife named his ex-girlfriend grandma, by the way. I love that about her. She said it when they were still living together. That was the funniest thing. How pissed were you?
I didn't really care.
You didn't really care? At that point, you were checked out?
Yeah.
I was really worried you were going to be pissed.
No.
She was like, so what's up with you and your grandma? And I was like, oh my God, she said it out loud to him. Like she had said that from the beginning when you guys came to our wedding. She was like, why did Mark bring his grandmother? And I think, I mean, I knew she didn't think it was your grandmother, but she was like, why did he bring his grandmother and thinking that it was your mom? And I was like, no, that's his girlfriend. She's like, you're kidding me. I'm like, no, that's his girlfriend.
You and then there it goes.
And now you're with a 31-year-old girl from your new company.
I'm not with anybody.
You have to take a picture of the Snapchat. Please promise me.
No.
Why?
Because, no.
Be a man. Be a guy, Mark. Be a guy.
I am a guy.
Be a guy that sends pictures of girls' random boobs that he gets to his friends. That's the guy you should be. No. You should be that guy. What do you mean, no?
I'm not going to be that guy.
Mark. If a random girl was sending pictures of her boobs to me, I would send them to you. That's like, actually, no, I can't.
No. I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal.
All right, go ahead. Everybody's listening. Both of you guys, write this down.
Yeah. I'm not going to send you the Snapchat pictures. But when I have the live pictures, I'll go ahead
and send them. When I have the live pictures. I don't want a picture of you and her. That just made me throw up in my mouth. I just want to see her. So you're going to have to give me the names of the other girls because I Facebook stalked the one that you said's the hottest of them. I want the names of the other girls just so I can look at them. We can do that later.
So only one other one has one.
Has a Facebook?
Yeah.
But the other ones are on Snapchat and I can go on Snapchat and see them.
I'm not Snapchat friends with them.
But they are of you, right?
No. Just the two.
There's two on Snapchat? She's very pretty. There has to be a better picture, though. That's way too much clothes. There has to be a picture with less clothes.
You're so terrible.
I'm terrible. She sent you pictures of her vagina. No, wait, that's not the vagina girl. Is that the one that showed you, like, lean back, like, ha, ha, ha.
No.
That's a hotel girl.
Yeah.
That's the guy she's going to leave for you at the hotel.
No, not going to happen.
But that's what you wanted. Let me see the trainer again. You have her saved as a... Is she a friend of yours on Facebook?
No. I don't go that far.
Just on Snapchat where she can send me her pussy. You're so weak. I want to have her on Facebook. I don't want her to see that I'm not with grandma anymore. The hair all pulled back looks severe. Hold on. Let me see it again.
Here.
This is great pod for you guys at home. Hold on. She's in the middle.
Yep.
Are any of these other ones the girls from work?
Nope.
Yeah, she looks really slutty. Just saying. She looks like a dirty girl. So she's told you about her piercings. She have tattoos?
Yep.
She's mentioned the tattoos or they're visible?
They're visible.
How many does she have, Mark? Have you counted them all?
No, I have not. Because I haven't seen the whole picture yet.
The whole picture?
You haven't seen the whole picture yet.
She's sending it to you in different pieces. Did she send both boobs or one boob?
Both.
Both?
Yep.
Okay. But you didn't see a piercing, but she said there's more piercings, and you're thinking boobs, but what else could be pierced?
It was dark, so maybe.
Well, you see, that's why I need to be in charge of your social media. You there's ways five, to lighten the
you
picture.
Get, you just get a couple of seconds.
You do not. You get a lifetime. The home button and the power button at the top, and it goes... And you have it forever.
And then if you look at it a second time, it'll tell them they looked at it a second time.
Fantastic. And then it'll say, he sent it to all his friends. Mark created a chat group and sent your picture. It tells them every time you look at it?
I believe so.
How can it do that? If you take a picture, it puts it into your photos. And you're outside of the Snapchat app.
Yeah. Because the only reason why I know that is because I sent back a message. Because
you took pictures of some
No, I sent back a person. Message and then it said, this person... Took a screenshot of your text message.
What did you write?
It wasn't even something important. Mm-hmm. So that's why it was kind of weird. It was like something.
It was to her?
Yeah.
Because she just wants to hang on your every word.
Yeah. So they're overanalyzing my words. Well, because, I mean, when you have this, they're going to overanalyze.
This is why this girl's sending him pictures of her junk. Because he does this in front of her and he doesn't realize it.
I actually do this, but this is who I am. This is who
but
I am.
But you can't be that person with this girl. She's unstable.
So you're telling me I need to be less than awesome?
I'm saying you could be like,
you
instead
be like,
of
you
awesome.
Be like Tom, you wouldn't be like Tom who doesn't get any chicks. I can definitely trim out.
I'm married. You're right. I'm done getting chicks. Between my number two and my number three, I dated 56 women. You dated zero. Don't talk to me
this
about chicks.
True. This is true.
You dated zero. And the one that you dated treated you like horrible. She made up for all the evil that 56 women could have given you all in one person.
That's true.
56 women of evil all in that ancient body.
Terrible.
And she's still listed as your girlfriend on Facebook. So if that girl, she's not your friend on Facebook, right?
No.
Because I'm going to put this on Facebook that and tag you, Mr. Awesome, Mark, on the podcast talking about people from his work. I'm going to go pick up my phone. It's going to be like, you are no longer friends with Mark DeSoto. That's crazy. Seriously.
Yeah.
Snapchat, take the picture next time. You got to promise me. Be a guy. What am I begging for? Be a guy.
I'll think about it.
All right. That means a no. Wow, that's pretty awesome. That's better than the bicycle story. That made me sad. This made me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. I'm glad that girls are sending you pictures of their junk, teasing you with their genital piercings, showing you their junk at the desk, but you don't look, sitting on your lap and you don't touch, rubbing their fingers through your hair, and you're just sitting there. It's awesome being awesome, isn't it?
No, I don't like the attention.
You don't like the attention?
No. No. Even though I'm awesome, I don't like the attention.
All right. Well, I'm sad for you then. I know it's horrible. It's got to be tough. You.
Listen, it's like a switch. Once I turn it on, I'll be good. I don't need to turn the switch on yet.
Yeah. Okay. That switch is... I almost made a... inappropriate comment about you not having a turn on switch while she's talking about her pierced genitals. That's probably because of the dude with the jeans and the digit. That's right. I circled back. Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Your hard out is 10 minutes ago.
Yep. Yes, it is.
You got to go get your kid.
Yep.
Thank everybody for listening to your lies.
Yeah. Nice. Hey, folks, don't forget, put your mouth on it. Have a great day. Don't forget to clean up.
I'm going to cut that, and I'm going to use that on my little soundboard. So if I could get a clean version of that.
Hey, folks, don't forget. Put your mouth on it.
Goodbye.
They call me white trash. I guess that ain't so bad. That's what they said to Johnny Cash, and look at the life he had. I'm just a drunk and a loser. My mama says that I'm no good, that I'll never have a decent job or live in a nice neighborhood. I don't care what people say about me behind my back, 'cause me and the man got it all figured out. Me and the man in black. Well, I got cash. I got cash. It's true that I live in a trailer and I drink beer all day long, but I'm an artist and a writer, a poet, a singer of songs. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, that's what the good book states. But it's hard for me to be joyful when all I hear about are my mistakes. Well, I don't care what people say about me behind my back, 'cause me and the man got it all figured out. Me and the man in black. Well, I got cash. Well, I got cash. Well, I got cash. Well, I got cash. I don't reckon that I'll ever make it to join him in the Hall of Fame, but I swear I'll never quit trying. The beast in me cannot be tamed. They say I'll die a poor man, a recluse with nothing to eat, but I've got my cash, you got my spirit, and that's all this hillbilly needs. But I don't care what people say about me behind my back. 'Cause me and the man got it all figured out. Me and the man in black. Well, I got